USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrat spending bills for leading to inflation that is stripping the paychecks of Americans. Representative McCarthy, a Republican of California, claimed the president's move to curtail American energy production, combined with the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, were the primary causes of skyrocketing inflation.
And now with the latest inflation numbers, if you have a constant paycheck for the last year, you have now just worked more than a month for free. That's what they took from you. That was the Pelosi pay cut.
Imprisoned WNBA star Brittany Griner's defense team says an American doctor recommended she use medical marijuana to treat her chronic pain. Law professor at Penn State Dickinson Law School, William Butler, says the move could help her case for leniency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Joe Biden said he brought up the murder of Jamal Khashoggi in his meeting Friday with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, rejecting the idea he was ignoring the kingdom's human rights abuses as he tries to reset a critical diplomatic relationship. It was the first encounter between the two leaders that started with a fist bump. Some media outlets are sounding the alarm on the new COVID-19 variant labeled BA5, saying it's a big deal, calling for people to mask up and get boosted. In recent remarks, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci called for the virus to still be taken seriously and warned that Americans who want to put the pandemic in the past must realize it's not gone yet. Fauci appeared on MSNBC last week to recommend viewers continue to mask up indoors and get their second booster shot to combat the spread of the variant, though he admitted it would be a hard sell for the American people. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Long lines are back at food banks around the United States as working Americans overwhelmed by inflation turn to handouts to help feed their families. With gas prices soaring along with grocery costs, a lot of folks are seeking charitable food for the first time, and more are arriving on foot. Inflation in this country is at a 40-year high. Gas prices have been surging since April of 2020, with the average cost nationwide briefly hitting $5 a gallon in June. An old court case in New York has been cleared.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerbe, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Simone Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's daughter, is jumping into the ring. Her stage name will be Ava Ring. Well, at the premiere of DC League of Super Pets, The Rock praised his kid for all of her hard work and dedication.
Very, very proud of her. She is fiercely independent. It's very important for her to make her own way, blaze her own trail, blaze her own path. She doesn't come to me looking for a lot, which I respect that, and I'm here watching and supporting.
Simone is making history as the first fourth-generation wrestler in WWE. Quite the legacy. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.